Test 6, Part 4. You will hear an interview about the singer and actor Gerald Fitzgerald. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. I think it's quite good. It's a charming film about the ability that human beings have to achieve anything at all if they put their minds to it. In fact, I think it's probably one of the best films that's come out in the last 2 years. The only problem with it is that it's aimed at teenagers only. It holds no interest for any other age group.
Fitzgerald's also a gifted guitarist, isn't he?
Surely you mean pianist, don't you? As far as I know, it's the only instrument he likes.
Oh yes, my mistake. Now, I've heard rumours that quite a few important people dislike him. Do you know anything about this?
Well, Fitzgerald has expressed his opinions quite strongly on a number of occasions, and that hasn't gone down well in some circles. You see, he has his own ideas about life and he doesn't simply take on other people's just because they are famous. Indeed, it is this very aspect of his personality that I find most attractive. I think the only famous person he really admires and respects is Freddie Taylor, and that's probably because Freddie also has a mind of his own. Another thing I like about Fitzgerald is that he's wary of his own fame and reputation. He doesn't want it to go to his head.
And do you think he will succeed in this goal?
Most certainly. I can see him 20 years from now, still acting and singing and being tremendously popular, still wary of his fame and still annoying important people.
Thank you for being here tonight, Tom.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. I think it's quite good. It's a charming film about the ability that human beings have to achieve anything at all if they put their minds to it. In fact, I think it's probably one of the best films that's come out in the last 2 years. The only problem with it is that it's aimed at teenagers only. It holds no interest for any other age group.
Fitzgerald's also a gifted guitarist, isn't he?
Surely you mean pianist, don't you? As far as I know, it's the only instrument he likes.
Oh yes, my mistake. Now, I've heard rumours that quite a few important people dislike him. Do you know anything about this?
Well, Fitzgerald has expressed his opinions quite strongly on a number of occasions, and that hasn't gone down well in some circles. You see, he has his own ideas about life, and he doesn't simply take on other people's just because they are famous. Indeed, it is this very aspect of his personality that I find most attractive. I think the only famous person he really admires and respects is Freddie Taylor, and that's probably because Freddie also has a mind of his own. Another thing I like about Fitzgerald is that he's wary of his own fame and reputation. He doesn't want it to go to his head.
And do you think he will succeed in this goal?
Most certainly. I can see him 20 years from now, still acting and singing and being tremendously popular, still wary of his fame and still annoying important people.
Thank you for being here tonight, Tom.
That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.